This is Ozarks at Large for December 13th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from the Community Clinic, helping people lead healthy lives by providing health care in Northwest Arkansas for over 12 years, with locations in Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Fayetteville. On the web at communityclinicnwa.org. Healthy people, healthy community.
On this edition of Ozarks, a comprehensive report about education in Northwest Arkansas. We'll talk to two of the people who helped put it together, and they'll tell us why the report is intended to produce questions, not necessarily answers.
And the Christmas music extravaganza continues. We have previews of this weekend's Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra concert in Bentonville, and a quick conversation with Jim Brickman about his Monday night show in Fayetteville.
First, Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman of Arkansas have filed the Farmer Protection Act of 2012, a bill they say will help protect rice growers and hunting in the state. Senator Pryor says the growing season was abnormal this year due to drought, which caused some problems.
Because of this year's growing season and the weather and all that, you actually had more rice left over in the fields, basically, and some new rice was sprouting. And bottom line is the national fish and wildlife people looked at that and said, well, that is hunting over a baited field for duck hunting. Well, that's not what they're doing. That was never the intent.
Senator Pryor says the bill would clarify rules so certain policies don't hamper rice farming and duck hunting in the state. Senator Bozeman says farmers are being penalized unjustly for practices that have been approved by agriculture officials at the state and federal level.
Our rice farmers were just doing what rice farmers do, you know, in the sense of getting as much production as they can out of their land. Certainly, you know, we're so proud of being the duck hunting capital of the world, and so that industry is very, very important to the state. So it's just one of those areas that nobody intended to do anything wrong.
Both of Arkansas senators say waterfowl hunting contributes about $100 million a year to the state's economy.
The city of Taneytown is one step closer to having its own city-run police department. That's after Mayor Tommy Granata announced yesterday that Denny Upton will be the city's new police chief. Granata says that Upton has unique qualifications for this position.
He has run departments before. He is retired police chief for Springdale Police Department. He's run departments in, I think it was Buena Vista, Colorado, and I believe another department as well out there, and is currently working for the city in Johnson and their police department, and just got a lot of law enforcement in his background.
Granata says that about 20 people applied for the chief's job, with Upton hired as the town's top cop. Granata says that much of the remaining work to set up the police department lies in procedural hurdles.
First thing, the chief's got to go get certified, so it'll take a little bit of time for him to get through the state certification to be qualified, certified city police chief, and there are a number of things they have to go through on the law enforcement side. Be accredited to be a police chief of a municipality. Then after that, we'll probably start taking applications and interviews for the rest of the department, create policy. We're going to take our cars and restripe them and relogo them and set up the department, set up the court system.
Taneytown's new police force comes as the city's interlocal agreement with the Washington County Sheriff's Office comes to a close. The agreement ends in March, and Granata says that the new department will have 6 full-time employees.
The Benton County Convenience Center will continue its recycling operations at the Benton County Solid Waste District's facility in Centerton. That comes after the Waste District, at its meeting yesterday, extended the agreement with the county. Teresa Sidwell is the program coordinator for the county's Environmental Services Department. She says the arrangement with the Solid Waste District allows the county to offer services it couldn't offer on its own.
We used to have it at a different location, and we weren't able to offer those services to citizens very often because of that. And since the Solid Waste District has the facility there already, it was convenient for them to go ahead and take over those services for us and offer that to the citizens. It's went really well out there. It's well received with the citizens. People are starting to find out what it's all about and where they can bring their recyclables. And I think that most Benton County citizens are starting to take advantage of it.
Sidwell says that the convenience center offers free recycling of items such as electronics, appliances, e-waste, metal, and bulky waste free to all county residents.
Fort Smith's heritage as a town of the Wild West is being recognized on a national scale. True West magazine has named the city the number one 2013 True Western Town. According to the CityWire.com, the designation is based upon an application that was compiled by a committee of local historians and other people familiar with the city's Western heritage. The Fort Smith National Historic Site, the future U.S. Marshals Museum, and the statue of Wild West lawman Bass Reeves are just a few landmarks of the city's Wild West heritage.
And Fort Smith is also being recognized as one of the fastest-growing small metro areas in the country. In a study released by Smart Growth America, the organization compared the city and suburb population growth rates of several small metropolitan statistical areas. Fort Smith was third on the list with a growth rate of 1.01% within the city, compared to a growth rate of 1.3% in the city's suburban population. What that means is between 2010 and 2011, the population in the city limits of Fort Smith grew more than seven times faster than it did in the rest of Sebastian, Crawford, LaFleur, and Sequoia counties. Only the Clarksville, Tennessee, and Lexington, Kentucky metro areas saw faster growth rates in their cities compared to their suburban areas.
If you plan on attending this Saturday's commencement ceremony at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, be prepared to arrive a little bit early. Security procedures will be expanded because of the presence of Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus, who is one of three guest speakers scheduled to address the more than 800 undergraduate, graduate, and law students who finish their degrees during the fall or summer semesters. The ceremony begins at 9 a.m., but guests should allow extra time to pass through a security checkpoint. And for those who aren't attending, you can still watch the commencement as the ceremony will be streamed live online. For more information, visit newswire.uark.edu.
Our own Jeff Palmer will be
graduating
his diploma at that Saturday morning event. Clear tonight, early, then mostly cloudy. Lows around 30 in northwest Arkansas, mid-30s tonight for the Arkansas River Valley. Clouds tomorrow, 20% chance of rain. Highs tomorrow, mid-50s. And for Friday night, mostly cloudy, 60% chance of rain. Lows in the mid-40s in northwest Arkansas. Overcast and a 50-50 chance of rain tomorrow night in the Arkansas River Valley. Lows in the mid-40s.
Thank you.